You're listening to Martian Gardens, your source for contemporary classical and experimental music. My name is Max. This is Martian Gardens program episode 864, hour two. We'll hear in this first set in hour two, Carrie Nutman, which we've been hearing over the past few weeks from his new album, Rivers Run Through It. We'll hear a piece called Color Variations 1. We'll then hear from Matthew Bertner and his Mobile Interactive Computer Ensemble, also known as MICE, from an album released in 2009 on his Ecosono label. This is an Alaskan-born composer, now a professor at the University of Virginia. And his piece, Anemoi, named after the wind gods from Greek mythology, is described as a wind performance in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and features texts on Greek mythology by ancient Greeks. You can always check the Martian Gardens blog for more details and links, especially on a composition such as Matthew Bertner's Anemoi. That's martiangardens.blogspot.com. Once again, martiangardens.blogspot.com. This is program 864, and this is hour two. We'll then hear from Laurie Anderson and a piece called The Bardo, from her CD Heart of a Dog, released in 2015 on Nonesuch Records. We start with Carrie Nutman from Hoot in the Spring, England. This is called Color Variations Part 1 from Rivers Run Through It from MPS Music and Video.
Thank you. breath and winds around the whole world. Spherical atoms, which form by nature, can never remain still, and being moved tend to draw the whole body after them and thus set it in motion. Most air is forced to the north and to the south, since these directions are perpendicular to the motion of the sun from east to west. The air is dislodged outward by the effect of the sun. It is collected in quantity on both sides. They have given draw body below, giving body over, body into the
After death, according to the Tibetan Book of the Dead, all creatures then spend 49 days in the Bardo. And the Bardo isn't a place, it's more like a process that lasts 49 days as the mind dissolves and as the Tibetans believe, the consciousness, or let's say the energy, prepares to take another life form. Leap. Leap. All goes to darkness. And the next thing you see is your next life. A slow awakening to this world or another world. Now you are in another form, without a body. Recognize this. The cities, the mountains, the rooms, the trees, the trains. Optical illusions. Not there. Like dreams made of nothing. Things you loved as living things move with a different speed. They disappear. Echo. Repeat. Anger turned to liberation. Earth into water. Water into fire. Fire into air. Air into consciousness. The many days of silence and loneliness. You are not alone in leaving this world. At first you don't realize you're dead, but continue doing things you used to do. Looking for things you've lost. Your mind overwhelmed by memories and plans. What am I? What am I? Recognize this. The monkey mind, my teacher calls it, dissolving like moonlight in a cloudless sky. Recognize this. You can move through walls. Recognize this as the play of your own mind. Leave attachment to the things you left. Could I have done this? Could I have said this?
Get some good food and bring her home.
The long ago fears of childhood. No solid self. The longing after your own happiness. The longing after your own happiness. Trapped in your thought flow. Wake up. Wake up. Clocks have stopped. Once you wore that. Once you did that. Everything you knew about time. Slipping. Repeating. Do not be afraid. Like all mornings, recognize this. Leave behind aggression. Leave behind passion. Recognize this.
That's a project called Triple Point. Music by Pauline Oliveros, Doug Van Noort, and Jonas Brosch. Realized at MPAC Studios in Troy, New York. Those three musicians are of the Deep Listening Institute in Kingston, New York. And that's from a 3-CD set of Triple Point from Pogus Productions called Phase Transitions. We heard before that music from Laurie Anderson, The Bardo, from Heart of a Dog, released on Nonesuch in 2015, Matthew Bertner's MICE, Mobile Interactive Computer Ensemble, that was called Animoy, music released in 2009 on the Ecosono label. And we started with Carrie Nutman and a piece called Color Variations 1 from his new release called Rivers Run Through It from MPS Music and Video. Again, for more information on Martian Gardens, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com. And you're looking for episode 864, hour 2. All 3 hours of Martian Gardens weekly program are available for download free of charge at radioforall.net. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL.net. And once again, the playlists are at martiangardens.blogspot.com. Up next, we have Michael Vincent Waller and a piece called Anthems, music for cello and piano, Christine Kim on cello and Yale Manor on piano, music from the South Shore double CD on XI Records. After Michael Vincent Waller, we will hear brand new music from Meredith Monk, a new release called On Behalf of Nature. We'll hear The Water and Sky Rant, and this comes from ECM, featuring familiar musicians Meredith Monk has worked with over the past 20, 25 years. And after Meredith Monk, we'll hear from Karen Gottlieb, a piece called In a Landscape, composed by John Cage in 1949, a familiar piece we've heard performed for various keyboard instruments and malleted instruments on Martian Gardens over the years. This Karen Gottlieb rendition comes from her CD Music for Harp on Innova Recordings, released in 2015. We will end with Burmese percussion music, which got an album called White Elephants and Golden Ducks called to mind by the fact that Burmese whistles are used on Meredith Monk's track called Water and Sky Rant. So I grabbed this CD from my archive called White Elephants and Golden Ducks, traditional and improvised Burmese music. What we'll hear is called Choklon Bat, improvisation for Burmese drums. And this was recorded in Rangoon in November of 1996. That will be the final piece in our set. My name is Max, and once again, this is Martian Gardens. We start with Michael Vincent Waller, and this is called Anthems. Thank you.
Nangana, nangana, oh. Nangana, oh, no. Nangana, nangana, oh. Nangana, hypno.
Nine. Thank you.
Percussion music from Burma, from the CD White Elephants and Golden Ducks. Of course, that country's official name is Myanmar, but here it's listed as Burma, and some people still call it Burma for political reasons. That piece was called Chuk Lon Bat Latswan Pya, an improvisation for a kind of Burmese drum set. Before that release, which was from Shanachi, a 1997 release, we heard music by John Cage, performed by Karen Gottlieb from her CD Music for Harp. That was In a Landscape, a 1949 composition. And starting off, actually before that, we heard brand new music from Meredith Monk, Water and Sky Rant, from On Behalf of Nature, a new release on ECM from Meredith Monk and her ensemble. We'll be hearing more from Meredith Monk's new release over the next few weeks on Martian Gardens. We started with Michael Vincent Waller and his piece called Anthems from the CD The South Shore on XI Records. Music performed by Christine Kim on cello and Yale Manor on piano. Always check the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blogspot.com. This is episode 864, hour 2. We'll end this hour with music from the duo Jalal, and they will be performing from their new release, Shadow and Light, The Rumi Experience, on Bridge Records. This is a piece called Lamentatio by the composer Giovanni Solima. Music from Bridge Records, the duo Jalal, Catherine Lockwood on viola, and Youssef Sharonik on percussion. Thank you.
Thank you.